Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Hallelujah. Yes, change me, O Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone, to Wednesday Night Bible Study. Again, we thank God for this opportunity to be here one more time this Wednesday night. Know that God has kept us. Amen. Let us pray as we enter in. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come, O Lord. We come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for this set time. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your word, O God. Amen. Thank you for your son. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the finished word that we can decree and declare by your blood and the finished work on the cross, that we are redeemed, that we are saved, that we are set free, that we are healed, amen, that we are protected, hallelujah, that all things are new in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way right now in this Bible study, oh God, and we ask in Jesus' name that you'll bless us, oh God, with revelation and knowledge and wisdom of your word, oh God, and understand it so that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, let the scripture take root and the lesson to take root in us and manifest and be engrafted on our hearts and on our mind, helping us to keep our mind stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for remembering us, even in this hour, Lord God, that you have kept us and those in our family. Amen. So we thank you for your protection, your hedge of protection that surrounds us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We come against every hindering spirit on the line, every unteachable spirit, every fighting spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of disbelief, every lying spirit, every familiar spirit, spirit of oppression, depression, fear, pride, anxiety, anxiety, worry, sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and viruses. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command every spirit of destruction, death, the premature death, to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for this deliverance. Thank you that we may enter in right now. Thank you, Lord God, that you open up the channels of our spirit to receive from you, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We decree and declare victory on tonight over this Bible study, and we decree and declare that we shall receive, amen, and we shall be changed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we thank you for, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Again, welcome, everyone. Welcome to Bible study, Wednesday night Bible study. We thank God, again, for the opportunity to be here one more time so that we can receive, amen, and to apply it. It's about life application. We don't just read the word, hear the word, but we are doers of the word of God. Amen. It shows that we have changed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Being obedient to the will of God for our life. So again, welcome everyone that's called in tonight and those of you all that are logged in on the website. We'll continue in our lesson and study, as we've been saying over the last few weeks, about hope, the anchor of your soul, hope. I don't know if you ever just felt hopeless, you know, where you feel like all hope was gone because everything around you seemed like it was just falling apart, or you got to the point like, what else could happen, you know, and you just felt hopeless. And so we've been on this lesson, like I said, almost 3-4 weeks now, and we're just doing a continuation of this lesson. Amen. So we're picking up here today on suicide. A lot of people there, they feel suicidal because they feel hopeless. They've lost all hope in their life. But let's talk about how to help those who feel hopeless. There was a story about a guy named Jason. He was 38 years old, and when he fed the dogs and went to the park and put a gun to his head and committed suicide, and living with his mother, a lifeline for him during his recurrent bouts with manic depression, he felt her imminent death from cancer was a death of all hope for him. Jason had been a successful doctor with a brilliant career ahead, yet the dark storm clouds of his illness ran grief on his soul, adapting his thinking and drawn his love for life. There was a story on the news, I don't know if you all heard about it, a young lady, I believe she was like a beauty pageant winner or Miss America at one point or somewhere around the world, and she actually jumped to her death. She jumped to her death. She had been dealing with depression. She had lost all hope. So hear this story with Jason. Due to his infidelity, his beautiful wife divorced him. So though he was treated for depression, Jason's rapid mood swings hindered the effectiveness of the medications. So this particular storm had ripped him confidence to shreds and swept away his sense of control and leaving him feeling helpless and being stripped of self-reliance and harboring no hope for a better future. Jason, along with many others like him, saw no way out of the storm, so he ended his life. If only he had grasped the hope that God held out to him in the midst of his storm, he might have developed a different perspective and made a different choice. I talk to people all the time and just feel like, I just can't do it. I don't want to be here anymore. They have lost all hope. And the Bible says in Proverbs 23 and 18 says, there is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Amen. The Bible says in Proverbs 23 and 18, there is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Hallelujah. If you are seeking to help someone find hope in the midst of a life-threatening storm, church, don't think you can do it all, but encourage the person to talk with you by expressing concern and empathy. Severe depression is usually characterized by a withdrawn state of mind and a reluctance to share feelings. Acknowledge the reality of deep pain and suffering. Be supportive and encourage the person to pursue medical treatment. Explain that medical help and therapies are available and are very successful. Amen. If you are seeking to help someone find hope in the midst of a life-threatening storm, suggest that the person fight suicidal thoughts by engaging in certain activities that could help. you know, keep a journal, write down your thoughts throughout the day. You know, of course, seek God always. Seek God's counsel. You know, come aside and have that, you know, have that one-on-one with God. Amen. Go, you know, and go out often. Tell them to go out often with friends and family, even if you have to push yourself to do so. Develop awareness of your thoughts and feelings in order to recognize when suicidal thoughts may be trying to come on. Read one of Psalms every morning and one every night before going to sleep, starting your day and ending your day with the Word of God. The book of Psalms is a great place to be in, amen, to help restore the hope, amen. You see in the book of Psalms there were trials and tribulations, but at the same time overcome where all our hope was restored. The God of our hope was moving and active, amen, in the name of Jesus. Talk about suicide with the person. Talking about it does not plant the idea in someone's head. I want you to understand that talking actually provides an opportunity to explore thoughts, feelings, and reaction. Again, provide affirmations and assurance, you know, declaring who they are, who I am in Christ, and what God promises are for my life. Amen. Ask direct questions regarding the existence of a plan. Ask how, when, and where in order to gain valuable, you know, information to help prevent an attempt. Do not promise confidentiality in this case. Do not promise that. We're here to help. We're here to encourage. Encourage the person to go to professionals to seek testing and therapy. Work with these professionals and keep them and the person's doctor and therapist completely informed. Keep a list of all the numbers you will need to call in case there is an emergency. There are so many people that are in our families and, you know, loved ones, the people that we're attached to that are dealing with this on an everyday basis and a lot of times by themselves. So ask for when you go out to help or whoever it is in your family, you should ask for a signed contract that obligates the suicidal person to talk with you or with someone else before taking harmful action. Will you promise that you will first call me if you are considering harmful killing yourself? And, you know, write the words out like a contract and both of you sign and date it. This is how we be a help. People have lost all hope. Amen. And we're here as the body of Christ to help. There are many in the body of Christ that have committed suicide, have taken their life because they've lost all hope. They lost hope in the church. You know, people hear all the time, people say church hurt. So we have to be there to encourage. Amen. Encourage them to take care of themselves physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You may begin to feel stress and feelings of depression even for yourself when working with a person who is suicidal. Ask others for help and stay as close to your own normal routine as possible. And we all know if there is a crisis situation, make sure we call 911. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 23 through 24, Proverbs, again, that's chapter 16, verse 23-24. The Bible says, a wise man's heart guides his mouth, and his lips promote instruction. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. So we have to understand our words, except words that come out of our mouth, can help to heal, to help and promote promote instruction, and pleasant words are honeycomb, a sweetness of the soul. Amen. It helps our mind. It helps and to heal. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So again, that's Proverbs chapter 16, verse 23-24. A wise man's heart guides his mouth, and his lips promote instruction. Pleasant words are honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Nobody needs you to tell them how stupid they are and go ahead and take your life. No, that's not what you're there for. That's not what you encourage and be a help. Amen. To the body of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Does anyone have any questions or comments so far? Any questions or comments? If so, press 1. If you are online, you'll need to call into 845-277-9213. 845-277-9213. And we'll receive your comments or questions. All right, make sure you press 1. All right, so we're going to move right along. Let's talk about negativity, you know, how to hold on to the lifelines. How do we hold on to the lifelines? And a novel by Daniel Defoe, Robinson Crusoe was shipwrecked on a desolate island, and he alone survived while everyone else on board had drowned. For though separated from humanity, he did not starve. So though without clothes and in the hot climate, he didn't need them. So though he was on an island with no supplies, since his ship was wrecked near the shore, he could get all necessary items. He concluded that no situation was so miserable that something good couldn't come from it. So no matter how bad it is, or no matter how bad the bad is, there was something to be thankful for. So when we find ourselves shipwrecked in life, we have a choice about our attitude and a choice as to do what we will do. Amen. So you have a choice. That's your will. Amen. You can choose to look at it as, you know, it ain't no way out. It's just all horrible. Or you can look for the good in it. Amen. When we look for the good and find the good, we find God. Amen. Hallelujah. When we look in God and we find goodness, and all things coming from the Lord our God. So we are to put our hope in the Lord and thank him for how he will use our trials. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Again, that's 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And consider this, reality is not merely what you see, it is what God says. If you say, I have lost hope, God says, hold on to my hope. The Bible says in Psalm 62:5, find rest, O my soul. In God alone, my hope comes from him. Amen. That's Psalm 62:5. Hallelujah. Whenever you're in that position where you feel like, you know, you've lost all hope, decree and declare over your life, amen, that your hope cometh from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ask God of all hope to move mighty in your life, restoring hope. If you say it's impossible, God says all things are possible with me. The Bible says in Luke 18:27, what is impossible with men is possible with God. Amen. That's Luke 18:27. If you say, I cannot do it, God says you can do all things through Christ. The Bible says in Philippians 4:13, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. If you say, I'm not able to do what I need to do, God says, I'm able to give you all that you need. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9:8, that God is able to make all grace abound to you so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. That's 2 Corinthians 9:8. If you say nothing good can come from this, God says, I know how to bring good out of this. The Bible, hallelujah, the Bible says in Romans 8:28, we know that all in all things God works for the good. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. Amen. You can decree and declare this over your life, over yourself. If you say, I can't meet all my needs, God says, I can meet all your needs. Amen. Philippians 4:19 says, my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you say what God say over you? Will you decree and declare what God says? Amen. Hallelujah. Not what your flesh is saying. If you say, I don't know the way, hallelujah, God says, I will teach you my way, amen. The Bible says in Psalm 25:9, he guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. Hallelujah. When you say, Lord, teach me your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to decree and declare over your life. You got to make declarations, amen, confessions over your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you're just now logging on, welcome, welcome, welcome to Wednesday Night Bible Study. We are in a continuation of our lesson of study about hope, the anchor of your soul. Amen. Let's talk about drifting, how to have an anchored life. So we're talking about hope, the anchor of your soul. How do you have an anchored life? How do you have an anchored life? I want us to understand why certain companies only build anchors, other companies only test anchors. So each new anchor is taken out on a ship attached to a chain and cast overboard. So the casting is repeated at different depths of water and into different water bottoms containing different sediments. So stress is put on the anchor to see if the metal or the shaft of the anchor will twist or break, or if the flukes of the anchor will drag or slip. But each of the anchors is tested before it is sold in order to establish that it will hold secure. I don't know if any of you have been on a ship or on a cruise or on a boat before. There's an anchor that anchors that ship. Amen. So we have an anchor, Jesus, who when tested has never bent, broken, slid, or slipped. Therefore, when the stresses of life come your way, and as your anchor, he will hold you firm and secure. The Bible says in Psalm 40:2, he lifted me out of the slimy pits, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Amen. That's Psalm 40:2. I'll say it again. Psalm 40:2 says, he lifted me out of the slimy pits, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is our anchor. Hallelujah. He's been tried, tested. Amen. He overcame the world. Hallelujah. So next I want to talk, we're going to talk about the acrostic. On the word, which is anchor, the acrostic. So A, accept Christ. We're talking about what it stands for. We'll say the acronym of it, of anchor. A is for accept. Accept Christ as your only hope. Accept Christ as your only hope. Amen. I'll say it again. Accept Christ as your only hope. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18 through 20 says, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. Amen. Accept Christ as your only hope. Next, never put your hope in what is seen, but hope in what you do not see. The Bible says in Romans 8:24-25, in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is not hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. So never put your hope in what you can see, but hope in what you do not see. Amen. Walking in expectations. See, claim the plans and promises of God. You got to claim the plans and the promises of God for your life. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. H, hope in the redeeming power of God. Amen. Hope in the redeeming power of God. The Bible says in Psalm 42:5, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Hope in the redeeming power of God. Offer genuine faith. Offer genuine hope. Offer genuine love to other Christians. The Bible says in Colossians 1:3-6, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints, the faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven and that you have already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you all over the world. This gospel is bearing fruit and growing just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace and all its truth. Offer genuine faith, hope, and love to other Christians. reach out to others so that they might know the hope of his calling. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18 through 19. That's Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18 through 19. It says, I pray also that the eye of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength. Amen. So reach out to others so that they may know the hope of his calling. Again, that was Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18 through 19. Does anyone have any questions at this time? If so, press 1. If you have any questions or comments at this time, please press 1. Amen. Amen. Again, welcome, everyone. Welcome. All right, so let's continue on. Let's talk about ingratitude, how to thank God for giving you hope, how to thank God for giving you hope. Amen. If you have ever sailed on a ship, as I said earlier, do you actually take the time to express thanks for the anchor? Amen. Most people would never think to be thankful for so vital a piece of equipment. Likewise, have you ever genuinely thanked God for giving you hope, a certain hope, a guaranteed hope, an assured hope? This hope can never disappoint you. Amen. Since the Bible says in all things give thanks, one way to thank God is to look at the descriptive words before the word hope. In the Bible, certain adjectives shed light on the meaning of our hope in Christ Jesus. They make hope come alive. They will help you focus on the relevance of hope in your life, especially when you are in the midst of a storm and need reassurance that you have an anchor that holds. The Apostle Paul, who knew what it was like to lose hope, says to us in Hebrews 10 and 23, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. This is Apostle Paul speaking. Again, it's Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Thanking the Lord for his different kinds of hope will not only be pleasing to him, but also a blessing to you. Amen? Also a blessing to you. Based on the Bible, thank God for your living hope. You know, thank God for your living hope. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, that you saved me from being spiritually dead in my sins and that I am now spiritually alive. Amen. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1 and 3, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for your better hope. Amen. Thank God for your better hope. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me from a logistic way of living. Thank you for setting me free. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 18 through 19, the former regulation is set aside because it was weak and useless, for the law made nothing perfect, and a better hope is introduced by which we draw near to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for your one hope. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for calling me into a relationship with you, for the unity I now have with you. Oh, I'm sorry. For the unity that I have now with all true believers and for the one hope we all share because of you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Bible says in Ephesians 4 and 4, there is one body, one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. Amen. Hallelujah. Just thank God for your one hope. Thank God for your good hope. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you that you made it possible for me to have eternal encouragement because of all the good, hallelujah, that you are storing up for me in the future. Amen. Hallelujah. Just thanking God for good hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16, that may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts. Amen. That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16. Hallelujah. Thank God we have future hope. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, that you have a future plan for me both, hallelujah, here on earth and in heaven. And thank you that my future will not be cut short. It is dependent on you alone. The Bible says in Proverbs 23 and 18, there is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Amen. Thank God for blessed hope. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for placing in my heart the exuberant anticipation of seeing you face to face when you appear again. The Bible says in Titus chapter 2, verse 13, we will wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. That's Titus chapter 2, verse 13. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Does anyone have any questions or comments at this time? If so, press 1. If so, press 1. Hallelujah. Amen. I pray y'all can hear me well on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All righty. So if you don't have any questions, we're just going to move right along here in our study. Amen. But, I mean, everybody is hearing me clearly and understanding the lesson is going forth. I pray that it is bringing a change, you know, especially to your soul, your mind, your heart, amen, that hope is restored, amen, and peace has come, peace is still. Let's talk about uncertainty, how to become aware of the benefits of hope. There are benefits in hope, amen. Why does the Lord ask you to put your hope in him? Without a doubt, it is not for his sake, but for yours. Christ will keep you from being wrecked by the crushing events of life. You will be tossed about by the waves and battered by the winds, but your faith in him can replace your fear. Although your anchor is unseen, you will feel its pull and know that it is holding you. Amen. Realize the stronger the wind, the stronger the pull. No matter what storm you might be presently enduring or what storm you might soon be encountering, if your anchor is Jesus Christ, your anchor will hold. Amen. That's something to get excited about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, extraordinary benefits await the one who holds on to his hope. Benefits based on the promises of God. Benefits both in this present life and in the life to come. Jesus would not have sacrificed his life if it would not, hallelujah, have benefited your life. Amen. Our lives. How humbling to realize that you cannot earn or deserve the benefits of hope. They are a gift of grace to you based on the Lord's great love for you. The Bible says in Psalm 130, verse 7, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. Again, that's Psalms 130 and verses 7. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we're talking, if you're just now logging on, welcome, welcome to Bible study. We're still in our lesson of study, the hope, the anchor of your soul. Amen. We're talking about the benefits of hope. Hallelujah. So, again, the benefits of hope, church, when you feel uncertain about life, adrift on an uncharted course, the Lord wants you to look to him as your anchor. And to realize, to rely on his compass, his biblical promises to chart your courses. Jesus supernaturally fed 5,000, walked on water, healed the sick, calmed the storm, raised the dead, and performed many other miracles. Since Jesus is God, if he is your anchor, he will hold you secure and fulfill every promise. Amen. His blessed hope provides you joy in living. Romans 12 and 12 says, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Amen. His blessed hope generates faith and love in you. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 1, verses 4 through 5, we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of love you have for all the saints, the faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven that you have already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel. Amen. His blessed hope causes you to live a pure life. According to 1 John 3:3, everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. His blessed hope inspires you to persevere with endurance. It inspires you to persevere with endurance. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 1:3, we continue to remember before our God, our Father, your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. So his blessed hope, church, inspires you to persevere with endurance. Amen. Amen. His blessed hope, it uplifts your downcast soul. The Bible says in Psalm 42:5, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. His blessed hope, amen, causes you to praise God. Psalm 71:14 says, as for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. Hallelujah. His blessed hope anchors your soul. Hebrews 6:19 says, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. Amen. His blessed hope, it generates boldness in you. 2 Corinthians 3:12 says, since we have such a hope, we are very bold. Amen. His blessed hope develops your patience. Romans 8:25 says, if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait, hallelujah, for it patiently. Amen. His blessed hope gives you reason to rejoice. Romans 5:2 says, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Hallelujah. 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 We just thank God on tonight. Amen. You know, if you were in that place before you got on tonight where you was just down and you felt hopeless, like our hope is gone, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it has been restored to you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Glory to God. If you have any questions at this time, please press 1. If you have any questions or comments, please press 1. Please press 1. If you're logged on to the website and you have any questions or comments, please press 1 at this time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Okay, just want to give everybody the opportunity to press 1 for those of you all who had any questions to be able to do so. Amen. Okay, we're just going to move right along here. Amen. We're going to move right along since no one has any questions. Amen. All right, well, I'm just going to keep on moving on here. Understand that God's blessed hope for us, our church, it establishes your security and safety. The Bible says in Job 11:18, says you will be secure because there is hope. You will look about, you will look about you and take your rest in safety. Amen. Hallelujah. It also guarantees us eternal life. Amen. The Bible says in Titus 3:5-7 that he saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. Amen. Hallelujah. See, although family, church family, it's so many things that's going on in this world that's happening. And although seagoing vessels require 3 or more anchors in Christ, or a Christian has an all-purpose anchor who has taken hold of heaven for us and secures us there, and at the same time holds us secure through every situation here on earth. And when he was tested, he was victorious over the most violent of storms. He withstood the ferocious winds, the army of hell sent against him. He was strong enough to withstand the heaviest stress without breaking. His holding power is without question. The strong rod that connects the believer to him is saving faith. When you are securely connected to Jesus through faith, you receive salvation and a guaranteed, a priceless destination, a paradise, a place called heaven. Amen. A place called heaven. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 4:10, we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, and especially of those who believe. Hallelujah. What is the conclusion of this? They're understanding your anchored holes. Well, your anchor holes. See, hundreds of classic hymns contains, you know, lines and verses and choruses describing Jesus as our anchor, our hope, our stay. Such is the hymn, The Solid Rock. Amen. I'm going to read to you all here slowly the lines and take to heart. I want you all to take to heart the truth that will indeed give hope to your heart. Amen. So I'm going to read these lines slowly to you. The Solid Rock, my hope. And if you want to repeat after me, please do. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives away, he then is all my hope and stay. O Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other grounds are sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. At this time, if you have any questions or comments you'd like to give at this time or ask, please do so. We're going to wrap up here. This Wednesday night Bible study wraps up our lesson and study that we've been studying for the last 4 weeks, so 4 months now. We're wrapping it up tonight. Amen. So if you have any questions or comments, please do so. Amen. I'm just going to give you all a few scriptures to memorize here to take with you. Amen. From this lesson and study that we've been on here for the last month. So if you have a pen and paper, if you write those down, you can go back, you know, share with others. You make declarations from it, you know, decree and declare, confess it over your life in the name of Jesus. So I'm going to give you those scriptures now. And some of them I'll go ahead and quote, but I'm just going to give them to you. Amen. So question, whom should I be seeking to meet my needs? The Bible says in Lamentations 3:25, and that's going to be one of your scriptures, Lamentations 3:25, the Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. So we are seeking God. Amen. Lamentations 3:25, how can I plan for the future when the present seems so hopeless? Write down Jeremiah 29:11. We know what Jeremiah 29:11 is. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Amen. Jeremiah 29:11. How can I hope to get over the shame of my past? Write down Psalm 25:3. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. So Psalm 25:3. These are scriptures to memorize. You can confess them over yourself, decree and declare them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. 1 Timothy 6:17 is one. Why do I still feel so dissatisfied when I have accumulated so much wealth? 1 Timothy 6:17 says, command those who are rich in this present world, not to be arrogant nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. So that's 1 Timothy 6 and 17. Also Psalm 39 and 7. What I have looked for in life is gone. How can I have any hope? So Psalm 39 and 7 says, but now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. Amen. Another scripture is Psalm 42, verse 5 through 6. Another one is 1 Peter 1 and 3. Amen. Another one is Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17 and verse 19. Hallelujah. And Romans 5, verse 3 through 5. That's Romans chapter 5, verse 3 through 5. And Romans 5, verse 2. What can I choose to rejoice about? Bible says we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. That's Romans chapter 5, verse 2. Hallelujah. All right. If you have any questions or comments at this time, please press 1. Please press 1. If you have a question, when my heart is downcast and disturbed, what am I to do to reign hope? And that's, I gave you the scripture, Psalm 42, verse 5 through 6, that says, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior, my God. And what proof do I have that Christ can give me hope? I gave you all 1 Peter chapter 1 and 3. In case you didn't grab it the first time, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And is anything in this life unchangeable and secure? I gave you Hebrews 6. Chapter 6, 17, and 19 says, because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath. So we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. And Romans chapter 5, verse 3 through 5, how can I have hope in the midst of my suffering? How can I have hope in the midst of my suffering? So Romans 5, chapter 3 through 5 says, we also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope, and hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, if you have any questions or comments, please press 1. If not, we're going to conclude. And wrap up again, that does conclude our lesson of study and hope, the anchor of our soul. So we have completed that lesson of study. If you miss any of the Bible studies regarding this particular lesson of hope, Bible study lesson, hope, the anchor of our soul, you can always go back online to Blog Talk Radio / the preacher and the pastor and click on Wednesday Bible study, and it should have on there hope, so you know which one, hope, the anchor of your soul, or just hope. Amen. Okay, well, since no one has any questions or comments at this time, I thank you all again for being on tonight with me. Amen. I thank God for the strength to be in position. Hallelujah. You know, so much goes on. We get distracted, and we know the enemy is always busy. We know wherever God is at work, the enemy is too. And so, but we thank God, Almighty God, is able to keep us. Amen. Let us pray as we wrap up the study. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity once again. We thank you, Lord God, that on tonight that we were able to receive and that the hope has been restored. Amen. We thank you for your peace. Amen. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for your love. We thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Thank you for restoring the hope. Amen. To God's children, that we could decree and declare that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. We thank you that we could decree and declare that we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. That we are resurrected in Christ Jesus, that we are co-heirs to the kingdom of God, that we are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your mighty name. We decree and declare victory over our lives and those in our family. Amen. We pray for those of the world that have lost all hope, oh God. Amen. That you restore the hope to their lives, oh God. That you would send, that you would thrust the right labels across their life, oh God. In this very hour, this very day, oh God, to speak into their life that will restore the hope that you give. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and the peace that surpasses all understanding. And we thank you for, Lord. We thank you, oh God, that you bless the lesson, that you bless us. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless all on the line tonight, oh God. What a supernatural blessing and what supernatural favor. And those of us that need the healing, Lord, let healing take place. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I purify and sanctify our mind and thoughts right now, our soul with the blood of Jesus. And I decree and declare that the mind of Christ arise and operate in us, and that our thoughts are pure, holy, and righteous unto God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, our homes, and those in our family. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. Thank you again. We'll see you on Sunday or Saturday school lesson. If you're available, 1 p.m., we're back here for our Saturday lessons. God bless you. God keep you. I love you. God loves you more. Remember, the devil is defeated, and Jesus is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
get there on the great day. But when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. Then I'll